With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we're talking the birthday saga. So this kind of kicked off earlier today when Ye took to a video that apparently he sent to another rapper to upload, and that rapper uploaded it via Dropbox. And then some of the other outlets and people picked it up and posted it. And you can see Ye's driving. And as photos of Kanye explains, Ye said that he was not allowed to attend Shy's birthday party today because everyone in the family kept the location from him. So apparently he got an invitation, but it didn't have the time. It didn't have the place. And he didn't know where to go. And he tried calling Kim. He tried calling other people. And nobody was responding to him. He reached out to Tristan Thompson, being like, where's this party? And Tristan wasn't giving him the information. So he was making a public effort to try and get like to his kid's birthday party, just saying it was important for him to be there because, you know, she's going to look around her birthday and be like, my dad's not here. And he doesn't want that. You might recall that Ye has talked very recently about the impact that his parents' divorce had on him. Not the fact that they separated, but that there was such a distance between his mom and his dad, and that his dad stayed in the DC area while his mom went to Chicago and effectively like took Ye's dad out of his life for a lot of major events, which she went so she could get better jobs, better work. Like, she was doing what she felt she needed to do and was best for them. But Ye talks about how, you know, his dad wasn't around, and he'd go and spend summers with his dad, but that clearly made an impact on him, and he wants to do the inverse of that. He mentioned that's why he got the house so close to his family. But there was like this whole drama and buildup. So we're going to go through some of these articles and give some of the context about what was going on. So Ye has been talking about a growing distance in terms of Kim keeping his kids from him. And this first came up because Ye has been talking with Jason Lee, who I still not entirely sure who Jason is, but we'll find out when the interview between Ye and Jason fully drops. But it was Hollywood Unlocked, I think it's called. And you can see here, Kanye West security blocked me from seeing my kids because Pete was in Kim's house. And they summarize it. And while TMZ is often, what's the proper word for it? Like, morally questionable in terms of how they report on things and what they report on, they tend to be accurate, at least in terms of getting information from people, especially, you know, it seems like the Kardashians have a positive relationship with TMZ, and they have all these stories that are speaking from Kim's perspective, have insight, and just feels like they are tapped in a way to where if Page Six was reporting it, I'd be like, no, I don't believe any of this. Or if Dumas was reporting it, no. But TMZ tends to like be pretty accurate in terms of at least content of what they're reporting, even if there's some moral questions to it. So you can see here, they talk about Ye going on the Hollywood Unlocked for the interview, and the Entertainment Tonight then talked to Jason Lee, who hosts Hollywood Unlocked, and provided some short excerpts of his interview with Kanye, who said, earlier this week, Monday, when I went to go pick up my kids from school, the security stopped me at the gate. So at that point, security was in between me and my children, and that was not... that's what was not going to happen. Kanye went on, but I didn't want to argue about it. So I just chilled, took my kids to school, and then took my kids back. I'm driving. I bring them back. And North was like, I want you to come upstairs and see something. And it's like, oh, daddy can't come see something. Daddy can't come inside. But that hadn't been defined. So just apparently, like, North wants to spontaneously show Ye something in the house. Ye thinks that he can go into the house and see this thing, that there's a cordiality, like that this would be like beyond the bounds of what they have established, but security had like other thoughts on it. Kanye says Kim hasn't talked to him about any restrictions, but he's adamant security blocked him. My daughter wanted me to go inside. I was like, I'm the richest black man and North's father, and the security was able to stop me from going into the room with my daughter, and that had not been defined. Kanye then insinuates the reason he was blocked by security was because Pete Davidson was inside, and I'm hearing that the new boyfriend is actually in the house that I can't even go to, and that's where I call my cousins, and my cousin is real opinionated, you know that, and I said, I need you to go and say these two things. Security ain't going to be in between me and my children ain't going to be on TikTok without my permission. So, getting to the heart of the story that he described and then like going on to another topic the way that Ye does with these things, right? So then that led into this whole other article here, which, you know, feels like it was coming straight from the Kardashians, right? And this was one of the advantages that the Kardashians have in this like proxy war that's being fought in the media, is that the media really doesn't like Ye, and it's not quite Ye's style to have sources say things to the media. If he has something to say, he's going to say it, and he'll like go onto Instagram how he did here and talk. Like he'll go and do an interview if he has something to say. He'll put it out on a song if he has something to say, while the Kardashians will just go to TMZ and be like, hey, this is our perspective. So then they have a little bit of a buffer between them saying something and people then being critical of what they're saying and picking sides on what's being said or how it's said. And instead, the information gets out there and there's this bit of a buffer where they have plausible deniability to be like, oh, we never said that. You know, everything is great. We are wonderful and lovely and not doing anything. And that might very well be true, but it also... it just creates a little bit of a dichotomy between the perception that people have of Ye, since he's speaking up, speaking out often very publicly, and the way that people then react to what Kanye said and how he said it, versus how they will react to TMZ presenting what sources said from the Kardashian family. And this is one of these examples where Kim's not the one actively speaking up and saying, you know, Pete's never been into the house, but she can say that to TMZ. TMZ reports it, and then that makes Ye seem a little more wild, right? And if it does turn out that Pete has been in the house, can be like, oh, we never said that. That was just TMZ reporting something, you know? I don't know where they got that information. And that's kind of a difference. And that doesn't mean Ye's right, the Kardashians are wrong. It doesn't mean the Kardashians are right and Ye is wrong. I think it's just something to be aware of when we see how this information is presented to us, and the way that it can affect the perception that we have, that others have, et cetera, on how the conversation takes place and what the conversation even is. You know, it might be true that Pete wasn't in the house, but that doesn't mean that security wouldn't say something like that or didn't think that, or, you know, who knows what Ye was told, right? Or if he was like, is Pete here? Is Pete here? And they're just like, not saying anything, not saying anything. He's just like, okay, that must be it then. So anyway, getting into this article, Pete Davidson's never been to Kim Kardashian's house, despite what Kanye might say. And there's a simple reason for his limited access to her home. Boundaries. Sources tell TMZ Ye's claim that PD was at Kim's house during the incident he described to Hollywood Unlocked is flat out false. Sources. We're told Pete was not there, nor was Kim. She was at her office all day with her team. While we weren't given a definitive answer as to why Kanye may have been as restricted as he says, our sources did say this. Kim's putting her foot down on letting Kanye come and go as he pleases, especially when it's at her property. Which... seems fair. Like, to an outside perspective, post-divorce, when like one party is still living in the house that both of them shared, I don't think it means that the other party can come and go as they please, right? Like, the separation happened. Kim purchased the home. It's her home now. So there should be boundaries in that way. And I don't think Ye is opposed to there being boundaries. Just as he said in the previous article, that hadn't been defined for him at that point. And from his perspective, assuming, right? I don't know his perspective. But if your kid's like, oh, I want to show you something real fast and nobody else is home, you might think like, this is a harmless time that I can go in and see this thing. especially if we have it talked about, like me not going into the house when Kim isn't there, any of that. I understand both sides of the argument where like the one party doesn't want their ex just coming and going as they please into their home, but also it helps if these things are defined. And if that had been defined for Ye at that point, it can be frustrating to suddenly have that access denied, especially when it's your kid that's saying, hey, I want to show you this. Just humanizing the situation a little bit. Anyway, the reason we're told is because he's apparently made some people close to her, including friends, family, and even staff, upset during some of his recent visits. Unclear what exactly may have transpired or when, but we're told the incidents were serious enough for her to not let him have his run of the place when stopping by, which would seem fair. I mean, we know that Ye, which, I mean, I guess it does depend on if he was actively doing things or if this is backlash from him talking during Drink Champs about like the nannies and the nannies just being like, he makes me feel uncomfortable when he's here now after he publicly like talked about me being a bad person, and that's one of the reasons for it. Like, it's a little bit of tit for tat in that way, or if he's actively said or done anything that has caused these people to feel upset or unhappy, etc., etc. These are some of the details we just don't know, right? Which could sway our opinion this way or that way. Otherwise, we just default to our base reaction on rumor, which can get ugly on social media. Bottom line, Kim wants to create a more structured system between him, her, and their kids, which we're told would ideally involve Ye calling ahead of time and scheduling things, instead of him dropping in unannounced, presumably what he's been doing lately. Our sources also say Kim's very disappointed by how Ye's handling all of this internal family stuff at the moment. We're told she'd prefer to keep it private and doesn't think it's good for the kids, which... I mean, the irony of, I mean, I get the fact that this is a response to Ye saying something publicly, and this is their like kind of public response. But at the same time, it's almost like Ye's going public because he's feeling like things aren't necessarily fair for him right now, and he has no other recourse but to take things public, because that seems to be the thing the family responds to the most, is any kind of public activity, which brings us here to this birthday party. So in the wake of already this tension between not being able to see his kids and being more upset about these boundaries that are being put in place, now there's this birthday party for Chicago, who was turning 4, I think it was. And today was her birthday, January 15th. And what was it? Ye got the invite, it turns out, but it wasn't specific on the time or place. So he's calling around, he's trying to go, and no one's telling him where it is, what it is. And he posts that video. So the update we'll get to in a second, but Kanye is taking his bitter divorce with Kim Kardashian to a whole new level. So they're dramatizing even more now with that adjective, claiming she's purposely keeping him from seeing his daughter on her own birthday and doing it on video no less. Ye went live with a message Saturday, the day of Young Chicago's 4th birthday, with a bold allegation, namely that Kim and co are refusing to give him the address to Chicago's party, which has KW shaken up and almost on the verge of tears. Yeah, you can see the emotion on his face in this video. And then he notes he hasn't talked to Kim or her nannies, but does say he's talked to Tristan Thompson, which it's not that he didn't talk to them. It's that they didn't respond to him reaching out. Just framing, right, is important here. Who apparently told Ye he'd have to run it by Chloe first. As a result of what Ye perceives as a snub, he's wishing Chicago a happy 4th birthday publicly. He continues to go on a rant about how fathers have been kept out of the home family unit for ages, and even with all his money, he still finds himself in that position. However, Kanye says he's not going to let it happen if he can help it. Some quick clarifying background on what's going on here and what's the latest. Sources tell us he felt excluded because the original invite he got was pretty vague and did not include a specific location. With that said, we're told it's all been sorted out and that Ye is actually on his way to the party now. Still, this comes off as just the latest barb in Kanye and Kim's divorce war. We've been told Kim is trying to be reasonable with him about custody and only asked for clear communication and scheduling. Which, my best friend... one of my two best friends, David, who will probably never doesn't watch my YouTube videos, but you know, David, if you are, shout out. He's very like left brain in terms of like structure and what's times for things. And I'm very right brain. Like clearly I'm doing these videos, like just end of the day, most days, like off the cuff, there's no script. He would definitely have like more of a script if he was doing something like this. And we had issues just as like friends where I would call him and be like, oh, do you want to do something? Like, let's do this. Do you want to do this now? He'd be like, I'm busy with this, this, and this. Like I schedule things out for the week. It would really help me if you like called in advance. And that was something that as we got older, because we've been friends since we were like three, like it's been a long, long time, that as we got older and scheduling became more important to him and me kind of just gallivanting all around, we really had to kind of figure out. I knew that I had to reach out to David about doing something like, hey, let's do dinner Thursday when it was Monday, that kind of thing, and just kind of get things on the books. But it's not always easy when you're more of that right brain person that's like creative and suddenly gets inspiration, or you're working on a ton of things and you're like, all right, I need a 2-hour break. I want to go do this right now. It just feels like that kind of scheduling and communication can sometimes be a little difficult. That doesn't mean that it's okay all the time that Ye is like dropping by or anything. I'm just working through in my head how this could be like just like a conflict between people that really do want to make this work, but just have different styles and approaches to how they're going about everything and the tension that can arise from that. Anyway, getting to the update, you can see here, all's well that ends well, we think. And there was this video of Ye at the party, sleeveless, eating ice cream, talking with Kris Jenner. And they both looked like happy to be talking. Right. There wasn't like an aggressive like back and forth with each of them pointing at each other. Everybody seemed to be having a good time. There's photos of Ye. where is it? Swinging like with Chicago doing the. Oh, my God. What do you call it? Oh, my God. The pinata, doing the pinata. And there's this great video where he like lifts her up and is swinging her while she's holding the stick, which is just so dramatic, but it's like really funny to me. And then in the aftermath, so we'll get to that in a second, but looking at this article right here, the update, finally made it to Chicago's party. The result sounds more like a mix-up than sabotage. Sources close to the ex-couple tell TMZ, Ye was supposed to have Chicago all to himself at 4 p.m. today. So when he started railing about not being invited to her birthday party with the Kardashians, Kim was surprised. As we're told, they'd previously discussed hosting two separate events for her, and she thought Kanye would be doing exactly that upon picking her up. In any case, he's there now and even chatting up his mother-in-law in what looks to be a somewhat cordial setting, which, you know, gets to that kind of, was this agreed upon? Was that the idea? Did Ye expect to at least be at the party for a little bit and then take Chicago on his own? Who knows? It does, like, kind of clash a little bit. Like, why do you get an invite to the party if he was supposed to be doing his own thing? And then how was he supposed to pick her up from the party if he didn't know where the party was? Those kinds of things. Like, were they going to call him at one point and give him the location? Was he supposed to meet back at the house? I don't care, but it's just when it's in the media and presented a certain way, all I'm doing is saying that this might not be the full story, and people will jump to conclusions based on this information. Like, oh, she told them they were supposed to have separate events. See, but then you start looking at the details and you're like, does that line up? Like, how much of this is being said to maintain face, to maintain the moral high ground? Like, maybe it is exactly this, and this is honestly what happened, and it's a mix up, or it's Ye like overstepping and trying to go to a party that he was never supposed to go to. Or maybe it just wasn't as defined and this is them trying to clean up like the perception of it all. I don't know, but it's getting talked about and fans are curious. So here I am talking about it. But it seems like Ye in Chicago had a good time. And then in the aftermath, Ye's in the car driving and he's by himself, it seems. I don't know if he was supposed to pick her up and go do a separate thing and they're just driving in separate cars at this point or what, but Ye in this video talks about how, yeah, Travis Scott made sure he was at his daughter's birthday party. So he says that it was actually Travis that sent him the information about where the party was and that Kendall or Kylie was the one that came and let him in. So both Travis and Kylie were being very cool with Ye when it seems everybody else was really keeping their distance. And Ye, in this video compared to this video, it's just such a different vibe. As you can see, he's like very happy and relaxed in the aftermath of getting to see his kid. And then you have this video here where he's in the car with Tracy Mills, who's been posting some like great behind the scenes stuff. So if you're not following, it's God's Messenger, which is down here as his phone was connected. If you're not following God's Messenger on Instagram, you should, as he's been with Ye a lot this last week. And then Ye also posted this group photo that's like him, Top Dog, Antonio Brown, Pusha T, The Game, and Rocky, ASAP Rocky. So like Ye is doing like the dad thing during the day and then doing the music thing at night. So we'll see what's next, if he's going to fly back. He had talked in a video about how he's supposed to be working on his album, so there's stuff to talk about in terms of Donda 2. But I feel like I've talked enough for today, you know. That's all, Mr. West. So good night, you know, until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.